WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
We want to welcome back to the WNRN studio, Tom Peloso. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Ann.
Well,
haven't
last
seen
time
you
were
in a while, yeah.
Well, we run into each other downtown every
That's
once
right.
in a while, but here in the WNRN studio, it has been a while. You had many, many companions last time you were here.
That's true. I had about 8 or so other Hackensaw boys, I think, the last time I was in here, which was probably about 2005, maybe?
Probably. I just remember, I think the largest count on the Hackensaw boys was 13.
That was our first tour, yeah. Yep, 13, including our photographer friend, Aaron Farrington.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. It was like a music scrum, like from rugby. You know how they all kind of gather around the ball and push it around. That's what I felt like the Hackensaw boys were in that particular configuration.
Yeah, that's a good. I never thought about it that way, but yeah.
Well, it was pretty. I just had to kind of let go. People were complimenting me yesterday about how organized and everything I was, and when you guys came in, I just kind of let it happen.
Thanks.
and it was always a happening, and somewhere along the line with all the touring with the Hackensaw boys, you met up with the folks from Modest Mouse.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that today, actually, how we just met up, and we were out on this tour, the Unlimited Sunshine tour, a big deal for the band, the Hackensaw boys, and the first people I met were Eric Judy and Isaac Brock. I was so excited to meet the other bands. As soon as the van pulled up, I walked up there like a happy puppy and just, like, you know, put myself out there. And it happened to be the guys I wound up being in a band with. So.
Well, they stole you at some point and asked you to join Modest Mouse. Was it a kind of a change in what they were doing, or they just wanted you as part of the band?
You know, that's a good question. It just seemed like it was kind of a very kind of nonchalant thing. It was just like, hey, do you want to record on our next record? And we were like, I was playing, doing noodling like I do before we play or something. And Isaac came up to me and I was like, yeah, that'd be great, man. And then I just went back to what I was doing and kind of was like, And then it just kind of came about. So it was just kind of a bizarre, to me, it was a very natural, but also just seemed strange because it was like out of nowhere, you know.
Well, I can't imagine, at least from a listener, audience member point of view, kind of two kind of almost more philosophically different groups of people. Because the Hackensaw boys always seem so kind of loose, and not only people going in and out of the band, but also just in terms of like what was going on stage. And I don't know, my experience of watching Modest Mouse was more like watching King Crimson.
Mm.
It's very, very, very disciplined kind of approach to music, as opposed to what I kind of foresee or maybe it's a complete misperception on my part.
Or I think we're just good at keeping it under control to a certain degree. But no, it's funny that you say that, because the Hackensaw boys, you know, although we were rehearsed, you know,
absolutely.
I'm not P. Paul Hackensaw in Modest Mouse.
No.
It was a show, and you know, it is a show, and it's a different kind of thing. I felt like when I was in that band, I was a performer in a lot of senses. You know, even persona wise, you know, it was more of an alias of mine, you know, as far as I was concerned for the band. And that's kind of the way I always kind of approached that, with the kind of vaudeville kind of techniques and, like, you know, and a little drama, I guess, or
yeah,
comedy.
Lots of drama.
Relief.
Lots of drama.
Sometimes too much drama.
So what is it like to be a member of Modest Mouse? Do you put on a different alias?
No.
You're just Tom?
I'm just Tom.
So
Tom and Modest Mouse, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is Tom like with his solo effort?
Well, it's just more of me.
Just more of you?
Might not be so good, but if you like me, I guess it's okay.
No,
but,
I like you.
Good. I like myself okay these days. Pretty good, yeah.
Well, that's good. So, but I understand that you're going to have some members of Modest Mouse help you with this solo effort.
Well, in a roundabout way, some of them have with one of the tunes, and I'm hoping where we discussed maybe doing some work with Isaac as far as maybe putting some of this stuff out in the future. But, you know, with our time schedule, we'll see what kind of things come to fruition. But I've had a great time with this whole process because it's just been such a it just kind of happened, and I got to involve a lot of friends that I've been involved with music with before as well. And so there's a list in, of people that that were included on the record, and now in the live version of this, some of my friends are joining me from previous bands and stuff like that, and so it's been really fun.
Well, let's hear something live for you right now. This is Tom Peloso. He's going to be opening for Heliosequence at the Outback Lodge this weekend.
It's the Night Sky. Was falling down, and I turned to you, but you weren't around. The night sky was falling down, and I turned to you, but you were nowhere to be found. No. To be found. Black Crow, it came to me, said it's time to go. I seen you here before. Black Crow, it came to me, said it's time to go, and I said that it ain't my time, and so I declined, 'cause it ain't my time. The night sky was falling down, and I propped it up, 'cause I never did want to come down. No, I never did want to come down. Sky is different, and the earth from space looks like a Christmas tree. So when I go out at night, I remind myself that I'm the lucky one to see the night sky falling down. Falling down around me, falling down, falling down around me.
WNRN. Tom Peloso is my guest this morning in the WNRN studios. He's going to be one of the openers for the Heliosequence this weekend at the Outback Lodge, also in the process of making a solo album. And so Modest Mouse, most recent album came out 2 years ago, and then you were doing some touring. So you're filling your time. Is there a new Modest Mouse effort also underway as well, or is everyone taking some time off?
Well, there's a couple of things. I think yesterday was the official release of a single for a bunch of songs that we're going to be putting out as an EP later on this year.
Okay.
And Satellite Skin was released, and I think there's a limited edition vinyl. I think there's about 4,000 of them, and you can get them on our website, I think, or you can check out where you can get them at the website. I think it's modestmouse.com for that. And I was just out in Oregon, and we've been working on with James Mercer from The Shins, working on this movie, 180 Degrees South, and I think there's a trailer for it under that moniker or that title, .com. It's really exciting movie, I think. I was really thrilled to try to create some music for it. So we've been doing some of that stuff, and I think we've got a couple of festivals coming up near the end of the summer, and who knows, maybe there's going to be some other stuff as far as touring goes later on at the end of this year. It seems like we're going to be due at some point to go back out and get Nancy to go play some more music. So,
well, speaking of The Shins, I saw you on stage with The Shins. Is that kind of how did you get together with James and The Shins? For were you just there that one night at the National, or did you go on a leg of the tour?
No, Joe Plummer, who also plays in Modest Mouse, was on the road with them, and he sent me a letter or an email and said, "Hey, come on out." And I was like, "All right, great. Get to see my buddy Joe and hang out with James and company and play at the National in my somewhat hometown, Richmond." So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it was good. Well, I'm just kind of curious about, what a member of a successful rock band does, you know, in their downtime. So, you have a solo album. You can kind of pop in different bands' gigs. Do you have other plans for music to do things like that, or is it mostly supporting your own solo effort at this time for you?
Well, you know, I have this sickness that I like to play music, so, you know, if there's
isn't it?
If there's something neat that comes along, you know, and I have the time to do it, there's a good chance that I'm probably going to try to do it. I'm also trying to temper myself a little bit so I don't go too nuts doing too much, but I it's something that I love to do, I guess, so that's probably what I would do.
Tom Peloso is my guest this morning. We're going to play something from the album that he is putting out. This is a solo effort from Tom Peloso, and we're going to hear Leaves in the Trees. Is that the name of this song?
Yeah, we could go ahead and do that one, I think, and it's about walking my dogs out in Nelson County, basically.
Tom Peloso is my guest in the WNRN studios. Thanks for tuning in this morning. WNRN with some solo music from Tom Peloso. He's live in the WNRN studio. So we just heard a recording of an album not yet released. We have Tom Peloso, who is a member of Modest Mouth, former member of the Hackensaw Boys, and in the process of putting out a solo effort. So when do we expect to see this project completed, Tom?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, we did just make a part of it available.
Okay. And how did they find it?
You can go on a website, and hopefully this will be memorable, thelastsaturdayoftheyear.com. You can go there and find it. We have it available. It's digital download. And I think now iTunes and a couple of those other internet places have it available. So, but the physical thing, we're hoping to do is to put out a vinyl LP, and that'll come later on, maybe in the summer, is what we're hoping for, with a little string of shows to go along with it, so people can come out and see a show, because there is also a band for this, which actually may, I'm still trying to find out, that may be a portion of the band doing this show with the Helio Sequence on Friday. So,
Tom Peloso is my guest this morning in the WNRN studios. So who is in the band that's making up this album and potentially going to be Friday at the Outback Lodge?
Well, there's a number of people that were partially on it for the recording aspect, and now some of those people are also on the live aspect of it. And then there's been some new additions as well. And I hopefully I'm okay with mentioning their names. I didn't really talk to them yet, but Michael Bishop is going to be playing bass maybe on Friday, and Stuart Gunter from town here. He's been around for a while.
Yeah,
I'm sure
great
you know
drummer.
His name.
Absolutely.
So I'm hopefully the trio, we could call it the Glimmer of Hope for the show or something like that. The Glimmers of Hope or something, I don't know, was thrown around. So, there's other folks. Daryl Hyden from Richmond, Virginia. I've done a lot of projects in the past with him, and looks like maybe Austin Fitch is going to be doing stuff. And I was in a kind of a heavy instrumental band called King Sour way back in the instrumental rock days of that kind of Richmond scene. And And then my buddy Matt Risler, who lives out in California, maybe doing some work with this live as well, so on guitar. So it's been a lot of fun, and just being able to play music with people I haven't had a chance to in a while. So, well, who knows who else?
Yeah, who knows who else? Well, Tom, when you came here with the Hackensaw Boys, I think you were playing fiddle then. There were lots of guitarists in the band. When I've seen you with Modest Mouse, you're pretty much playing all sorts of things. You got a whole sorts of bag of tricks you've got up on stage, and today you're playing your guitar. Are you playing a lot of instruments on this solo album, or are you having these folks help? And what are you predominantly playing on the new solo album?
Well, luckily, there's two reasons why it makes sense that I'm grateful that I get to play instruments. There's the fact that it's fun to play a bunch of instruments, and then there's the financial aspect for recording. And so I was able to do a lot of multi-tracking with instruments, but it's kind of fun, and I kind of joke about that as like, you know, I got to
be your own
down
band.
A lot of stuff and at not much of a financial cost,
right?
But yeah, there are I recorded quite a few different instruments on the recording, so I'm going to try to utilize those in a live setting as well. It's pretty similar to what I do with Modest Mouse, but probably going to focus on guitar and piano mostly, and singing.
Tom Peloso is my guest this morning. One more live for us this morning. You changed gears there for a minute. So what are we going to be doing for this last live piece?
Yeah, this is something that's not out yet, but it's a song I've had for quite a while. Kind of when I first moved down to Charlottesville from Richmond. It's a song called Ghetto Machine. Wake up, Central Virginia. I open my eyes up in the morning. Judge Judy's by my side. I turn off the tube and I cradle my pillow. Wishing it was you. Da 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 da. Winding down the road to see me in our ghetto machine. It's been a long time since I've seen you. I hope you have your seatbelt on. I remember the day that you left me. I clocked out from work and you were gone. Didn't get the chance to tell you I love you or kiss you goodbye. Now close your eyes and remember the way it doesn't have to be. I open my eyes up in the morning and I wipe the crust from them. I open my eyes up in the morning. And I hear you, you're knocking at my door. Da 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 da.
WNRN, Tom Peloso in the WNRN studios. He's going to be opening for the Helio Sequence at the Outback Lodge on Friday. And I'm so glad to have you back in the WNRN studios.
Thanks, Ann.
After a long hiatus and many happy returns back here, Tom.
Yeah, looking forward to it.